Praise the Lord and good morning, church. What a beautiful day the Lord has created in our life and added it into our day and in our life. We give God the glory and we praise Him and thank God for every good thing that comes forth from Him. Well, let me encourage you from the book of 1 John chapter 2 and verse 10. It says, "Whoever loves his brother lives in the light, and there is nothing in him to make him stumble." What a powerful scripture. Very small, short scripture, but very powerful, because it talks about living in the light. And the Bible talks about us being the sons of light. And when we love our brethren, especially the ones who are born again and who are water baptized, Holy Spirit filled, and we fellowship with them in the local body of Christ, that's where our love is expressed. And that's where the Lord desires that you and I will love one another genuinely, so that we will live in the light. Well, I was reading a very beautiful story and of a young missionary couple, in fact, pastors. And just wanted to share with that with you, that will encourage us this morning. We just cannot break the ties of affection that bind us to you, dear friends. As Mary Fawcett assured the little congregation at Wainsgate, England, of the bond of love that she and her husband felt for the poor peasant parishioners. Pastor John Fawcett decided to express his feelings in a poem about the value of Christian fellowship. The following Sunday, John Fawcett preached from Luke 2:15. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. He closed his sermon by reading his new poem, Brotherly Love. At the age of 26, John Fawcett and his new bride, Mary, began their ministry at an impoverished Baptist church in Wainsgate. After 7 years of devoted service in meager circumstances, they received a call to the large and influential Carter's Lane Baptist Church in London. After the wagons were loaded for the move, the Fawcetts met the tearful parishioners for the final farewell. "John, I cannot bear to leave. I know not how to go. Nor can I either," said the saddened pastor. "We shall remain here with our people." The order was then given to unload the wagons. John and Mary Fawcett carried on their faithful ministry in the little village of Wainsgate for a total of 54 years. Their salary was estimated to be never more than the equivalent of $200 a year. Despite Fawcett's growing reputation as an outstanding evangelical preacher, scholar, and writer, among his noted writings was an essay called Anger, which became a particular favorite of King George III. It is reported that the monarch promised Pastor Fawcett any benefit that could be conferred, but the offer was declined with this statement: "I have lived among my own people, enjoying their love. God has blessed my labors among them, and I need nothing which even a king could supply." Such was the man who gave us these loving words. My dear brothers and sisters, what a learning, what a story. You know, it's let us make a commitment and appreciate anew your Christian friends and fellow church members. Seek to show, as John Fawcett did, a loving concern for the needs of others. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day. This morning, O God, these stories encourage us, inspire us to keep loving, to keep doing the good things, to keep following Christ and, Lord, loving one another, doing good for one another, especially in the body of Christ, O God. Lord God Almighty, I thank you, Lord. I lift up your blood from the altar of God and I sprinkle your blood upon each and every one of us. I pray that you will lead us and guide us and bless us And you will, O Father, fill our hearts with agape love. You will fill our bowels with compassion. You will fill our mind with the mind of Christ. And you will bless us, O Lord, and let the name of Jesus be glorified. This morning, O Father God, I pray for your church, for your people, as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, Lord, and running the errands for the day. I pray that your grace and glory will abound upon them. I pray that you will envision them, empower them, enable them, and equip them to accomplish the task that you have given them. Today they will return home with success. Today they'll return home with altitude and abundance. Today they will, O Lord, come back rejoicing, saying that the Lord had kept them always above, because you are their Savior and their Deliverer and their Redeemer. Abba, Father, I pray for the ones who are sick in our midst. I send forth your word of healing into their bodies, into their mind, that they will enjoy good health and strength, because healing is the birthright of the believers. And we thank you for that. And we give you all the praise and glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. People of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.